My husband and I just saw Friends of the Greyhound on the internet, and we would just like to help the cause, and we just love the greyhounds. Saw they needed help.
I think greyhounds are very restful dogs. When you come home from work, they're glad to see you, they bounce around. You give them a treat, they lie down, they're quite happy to just be with you wherever you are.
Welcome, beloved viewers, to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, for part two of our program profiling the all-volunteer, non-profit group Friends of the Hound, which is based in northern New South Wales, Australia, in the small town of Tweed Heads. Friends of the Hound specialises in rescuing and rehoming greyhounds and serves its home state and the southeast parts of the state of Queensland. In Australia, 20,000 greyhounds are bred each year for the cruel sport of greyhound racing, where betting occurs. After only 3 or 4 years, a dog's career is over, and they often will be euthanized as they are no longer wanted by the dog racer. Friends of the Hound desires to see all greyhounds live out their natural lives in peace and happiness. Their motto is adoption, not destruction. To date, the group has saved the lives of some 300 greyhounds.
With the racing dogs, a lot of the dogs we rescue come in with injuries from racing, broken toes mainly. Muscle injuries are quite common. Mm-hmm. We have had leg fractures that have stopped the dog from being a race dog but don't interfere with its ability to be a pet. A lot of the dogs come in poor condition. I mean, they're skinny dogs anyway, but a lot come in very, very poor condition. So the first thing we do is feed them up, treat their injuries if they have them, and get them healthy. Well, most of our dogs are surrendered by trainers. We do rescues from local pounds as well. The dogs are just collected from the trainers and brought home here, where they're given a couple of weeks assessment and we get their vet work done.
Lisa, when you bring them home, what's the first step of your process?
I take them into the kennel area and just get them used to a new surrounding. Some of these dogs have been bred and lived in the same place all their lives. Mm-hmm. Most of them are used to living in a 2 by 1 metre cage. So we put them into dog runs, we take them out, we walk them around, we just let them settle, just give them time to settle. After a few days, most of them seem fairly relaxed and happy, and then we start the process of assessing them with the other dogs. They go through a period of assessment just to get used to being pets. And to see how they interact with other animals. I've got other dogs here. I've got a rabbit and chooks and horses and 3 young kids. So it's a great environment to test the dogs out and to see how they interact. So once we know what the temperament of the dog is, then they get put out into foster homes. Mm-hmm. So we have a list of people that have volunteered to take the dogs into their home temporarily.
And do they have any special requirements before the foster home?
Basically, they just need a secure yard. Uh-huh. They need just time and love to spend with the dog. Yeah. I mean, safety of the dog is utmost importance. Yeah. And we try and match each dog to a suitable foster home.
Okay.
So, you know, we have foster homes with kids, mm-hmm. foster homes with cats, foster homes with other dogs. Some dogs are playful, some aren't. So we basically try and just match the dogs up to a suitable foster home, which will allow them to flourish and get used to being a pet.
A valuable member of the Friends of the Hound team is the long-time Tweed Coast veterinary surgeon, Dr. Meredith Fury. Dr. Fury has attended to many of the greyhounds rescued by Friends of the Hound over the past 8 years, including providing spay and neutering services in preparation for rehoming them.
Well, as far as an animal to work with, they're a delightful animal because they trust you, they let you work with them, they're easy to deal with, they're a really nice animal to work with as far as being a vet's concerned, mm-hmm. and they're very nice, placid animals. Some of them have come from Lisa and some of them have continued to be clients here after they've been rehomed, and the people really adore them. Actually, one special thing from my point of view is that greyhounds are almost considered the universal blood donors. I've used some of Lisa's greyhounds. I've rung her up and said, Lisa, I need some blood, and she'll bring across a greyhound if they don't donate blood very well.
When Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, returns, we'll learn about Friends of the Hounds Pets in Therapy program. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television, where we're spotlighting Friends of the Hound, which rescues and rehomes greyhounds throughout the state of New South Wales and in the southeast parts of Queensland, Australia.
The adoption program involves taking the dogs in, assessing them, getting them used to life as a pet in a foster home, and then every dog that's adopted out goes on a two-week trial to its new home. We try and match the dogs to a suitable home where everyone's happy, because we want it to be for life.
Friends of the Hound has a Pets in Therapy program where volunteers and greyhounds visit hospitals, rehabilitation centres and nursing homes to bring joy into the residents' lives and help them heal. Alexis Mulhern, a Friends of the Hound volunteer, now describes how Kane and Hallie, her two rescued greyhound canine companions, comfort the lonely.
The dogs are much better than I am at telling which patients need what. They decide who they want to see and where they go, and away they go.
So they're very intuitive guardian angels.
Very intuitive, very intuitive. Very interesting watching them interact with different people. Sometimes in both the nursing home and the psych unit, I'll see somebody who I think, gee, that person's having a bad day, and the dogs will pretty much ignore them and go up to somebody else who I think looks okay. Mm-hmm. And the minute the dog walks up, that person will wrap their arms around them and start crying. And I think, wow, how did they know? Much more intuitive than I am. So I don't worry now. I just let them do whatever it is they want to do. And, you know, I'm hopefully trying to get a bit more intuitive and a bit more like them.
Friends of the Hounds relies on foster carers like Babette Angel to look after rescued greyhounds until a wonderful family who wants to adopt a canine is found.
This is Leroy, my foster dog.
And how old is he?
He's four.
And has he been to the beach?
He likes the beach, and he was very nervous about going in the water. He wouldn't go in the water, but now he'll just go in the water and step right into the waves, more so than the other two. So he's got more confidence now.
To provide support and encouragement to people working with gentle greyhounds, Friends of the Hound has created an annual Greyhound Picnic Day. This year's event was held at the Mwoolumbah Showgrounds in New South Wales.
We're hosting a big Greyhound Picnic Day, where we're getting lots of people who have adopted their dogs, plus the people that are currently fostering dogs, to come along and mingle with all of the hounds and have a lovely, lovely afternoon where we get to meet the other dogs and talk to other greyhound devotees.
Supreme Master Television was invited to come for the picnic and met some of the terrific attendees, humans and canine alum.
A little bit about Gracie, how you became involved with her?
Oh, we've had Gracie now about 5.5 months. We've always had pound dogs in the past. I work with Lisa, who's president of Friends of the Hound, so I knew a lot of the work she was involved with. And also she'd had greyhounds visiting patients in the hospital I work at. And I thought they were a beautiful dog, and I persuaded my partner, let's look at a greyhound. At the time, Lisa knew she was available and very timid, and probably knew that she'd be the only child in the house for a while, and her being timid and us being shift workers and one of us home nearly all the time, it was suitable for her to come to us and on a trial period. But yeah, the first 2 weeks was trying, but after that everything fell into place for us.
Well, Lacey we've had for 2 years, and mm-hmm. she came to us, we don't know what her previous history was, but mm-hmm. We encourage her to run and enjoy life, and we mm-hmm. take her down the leash-free areas of the beach, mm-hmm. and she just races up and down, enjoys socialising with other dogs.
We close today's program with Ms. White's kind message for all our viewers.
I think everyone should meet a greyhound. I think everyone should have the chance to meet one of these gorgeous dogs, pat one of these dogs, and then I think those that do and know the breed will fall in love and want to help. Mm. And that's what we find. Most people, when they meet these dogs, that they're just amazed by them.
We deeply thank Ms. Lisa White for taking the time to speak with us about her work and share the wonderful characteristics of greyhounds, as well as the volunteers and foster carers we had the opportunity to interview about their experiences. Australia's greyhounds truly have a friend in Friends of the Hound. For more details on Friends of the Hound, please visit www.friendsofthehound.org.au. Thank you for joining us on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May each little star in the sky brighten up your world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.